I would like to lift up one more praise or joy that I forgot about. I happened to look up at the choir and see Gary Wisner standing there. I'd like to welcome back our mission team, our BIM team that came back from Texas this week with a big round of applause. Yep. Our church is very thankful that we have these people to send out and that they're willing to go and that our church supports them in prayer. And having been a part of that in the past, I know how important that is. And I just praise the Lord for that. Thank you.
We will actually hear from Gary. Ooh, I am live today. We'll actually hear from Gary later on in the service, so you can see what's happening, or what happened, I should say, there. If you would turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, where is the Gospel of John? In the Old or the New Testament? The New Testament. So the New Testament begins with what? Matthew, and then?
Mark.
And then? And finally?
John.
Gospel of John. So Gospel of John, chapter 6. We'll begin with verse 56. Once you find that, if you would stand with me and close that Bible on your finger. Raise your Bible high above your head this morning. Let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read the Gospel of John, beginning with verse 56. Gospel of John, chapter 6. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it — now this is many disciples, not the 12, all right? These are many disciples — he said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, I've created some sermon notes this morning. I invite you to take those out now and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along. On the back of that is a study guide, and I invite you to take what Jay was talking about here. It's our announcement insert, but it has our concerns, prayer concerns on the back. I ask that you take this home with you along with your study guide, and it guides you through today's sermon and scripture. And you'll have a little devotion as you spend time with God in your prayer chair, as I like to say. Have you ever noticed that you don't hear the hum of the refrigerator? You ever notice that? Have you ever wondered how you can focus on the person next to you when you're in a crowded room with lots of people making noise around you, and essentially you block out all the other voices and have a conversation with that person sitting right next to you? Have you ever wondered how you can do that?